Thank you for joining us for Steadfast Hope. I'm Steve Lawson, as always, joined by Kent Steinbeck. We're coming to you from Herb's Coffee House in Dallas, Texas. We have a great devotion for you. Take your Bible, turn with me to Galatians 5, verse 22. We're going to be talking about the fruit of the Spirit that is faithfulness. The title of this devotion is Undying Faithfulness. I just want to begin by reading this, Galatians 5, verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness. Now here it is, faithfulness. It's a good reminder to us that God has not called us to be successful. He's called us to be faithful. Really, all success is really in the Lord's hands, to give or to hold back. And our responsibility is to be faithful to the Lord, to be faithful to the assignment that He has given to us in His will to carry out His work. We are to be faithful. So that's what I want us to talk about, Kent. And this word faithful means trustworthy, reliable. It's like if something is entrusted to you, you will be faithful to carry out the mission and to do a turnkey job. And not to do only half the job and leave the other half undone. I mean, you are faithful to carry out the assignment. And another way to express this, Kent, is loyalty, allegiance, loyalty to Christ, loyalty to His Word, that we are to be a faithful servant. You remember that passage in Luke chapter 16, the wise steward? And in verse 10, Jesus made this great statement. He said, "He who is faithful in a very little thing is faithful also in much." And that really speaks to me that it really starts with the small things, being in the Word, being in prayer, coming to church, serving the Lord. That if I will be faithful in the small assignments, just the basics of the Christian life, He's going to let out more rope, and He's going to increase the responsibility that's entrusted to us. And we all want responsibility from the Lord given to us. And there's a sense in which, yeah, I would love to preach in Yankee Stadium with 70,000 people there, but would I be faithful in a small group Bible study leading that with six people? That's the real issue. 1 Corinthians 4 and verse 2, Jesus talks about the role of a servant in God's kingdom. And He says, it is required of stewards. Now, a steward is someone that has been entrusted with something, either a possession or an assignment. It says, Paul writes, it is required of stewards that one be found trustworthy. And that's the same word for faithful, that we are reliable with what has been placed into our hands. We're not daydreaming about something on the other side of the fence, and if I can only get there, then I'll really put my shoulder to the plow. No. Jim Elliot said, wherever you are, be all there. And that we need to be faithful right where God has planted us. 1 Corinthians 4 and verse 17, Paul says, Timothy, who is my beloved and faithful child in the Lord. He really holds Timothy before us with the mark of faithful. In Ephesians 6, verse 21, a man with kind of a funny name, his name is Tychicus, Paul refers to him as a faithful minister. Kent, I need to be a faithful husband, a faithful father, I need to be a faithful preacher. The same with you, a faithful servant of the Lord, to put our shoulder to the plow and to do what God has called us to do until He calls us home. In Colossians 1, verse 7, another man, Epaphras, he is a faithful servant. And to add one more, Colossians 4, verse 9, Onesimus, our faithful brother. Whenever Paul wants to commend someone in his epistles, even as he's in prison and he has people who are around him, He really elevates them in the eyes of the church by saying, that's a faithful brother. That is a faithful servant. And so, Kent, may the same be said of me, that one day when you come to my funeral, may you truly be able to give a testimony like, man, Lawson was faithful. He kept his oar in the water, and he just kept pulling his oar all the way to the end. And may the same be said of you as well, Kent. Let us be faithful in the Lord's service. So it's a fruit of the Spirit, and it's not something that we conjure up ourselves. It's something that the Spirit of God produces in us, though we are responsible, obviously, to be faithful, but it's God who's at work within us to produce this fruit. So, Kent, let's talk about this.
Well, what a great word. We don't talk about this a lot, do we? I guess my first question would be, I think some of our listeners might be thinking, how closely associated is the word, this word faithfulness, to obedience?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think faithfulness is demonstrated in obedience.
Okay.
So if faithfulness is the fruit of the Spirit, then obedience is the fruit of faithfulness. Mm-hmm. That if you're faithful, you're going to continue to give yourself to heed the Word of God and to live it out in your life.
Right.
That's a great question.
I guess my second question would be, that a lot of us want to do, as you say, preach in Yankee Stadium, or we want to be out in front of a large group, and we want to be doing things for the Lord, and maybe that people see that we're doing for the Lord.
Yeah.
How important is it then that, and I think you mentioned this earlier, is that if we want to be out maybe teaching a Sunday school class or leading a men's group.
Yeah.
Is it difficult to be unfaithful and really disobedient in our lives and then be out front and doing that? That's really impossible, I guess. You can't do that. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and the word that comes to my mind would be hypocrisy.
Right.
That when you're on the platform, you're kind of Mr. Big Shot.
Right.
And you play out this role.
Right.
But when you're not on the platform, you're undisciplined, you're not faithful, you don't carry out your task.
Mm-hmm.
And really the word hypocrite or hypocrisy means one who puts on a mask.
Uh-huh.
So in a Greek play, an actor would put on a mask, go on stage, play out a role, someone he's really not, and then when the play is over, he takes the mask off and he goes out among the people and he goes back to being his usual self. So that's what we call two-faced. You have one face for up front and one face, really, who you actually are.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, your question is spot on. And that's a duplicity that should not be found in our lives.
So you're saying then, if we are doing some things for the Lord and we are out front, then we need to ensure that we're faithful in the small things that maybe people can't see.
Absolutely, absolutely. Like, how could I preach in Yankee Stadium to 70,000 people if I'm not faithful just in my own personal Bible study and my own devotion? How could I do anything? How could I give a gift to someone that others would know about if I'm not really faithful to give to the Lord when no one's looking?
So
Jesus talked about that in Matthew 6. I mean, when you pray, don't go to the street corner and blow a trumpet.
Right.
Or when you give, blow a trumpet so that everyone will come see what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you fast, you know, to put on a sad mask so that people will, or a sad face, so people will say, well, so why are you so sad?
Right.
Well, you know, if you're as spiritual as I am, you'd be fasting and have a long face.
Right. So I guess, are you saying then that it's very important for us to start at the smallest position in our lives and be faithful?
Yeah.
And work at that?
Yeah, Kent. And that really starts as soon as you become a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
I think back when I first became a believer when I was age 17.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm in college, when I was 18 years old, I began to preach. In verse 19, I started ministries on campus and in high schools. I mean, that was just God at work in me. You start out, you bloom where you're planted, and you just start out where you are. And then who would have ever thought that you and I would be having a ministry like this? Mm-hmm. Well, that's after years and years and years of just plowing your field. Mm-hmm. And God, according to his perfect timing, will give you more opportunity. You've been faithful in little. Mm-hmm. Now I'll give you opportunity to be faithful in much. Mm-hmm. Well, Kent, I need this.
I do too.
And I know you do, and we all need this. And mm-hmm. as you're watching us today, thank you for joining us. The fruit of faithfulness is truly a mark of a spirit-filled believer. May God increase that in your life as I need him to do so in mine. Blessings to you in Christ.